Thank you. letter of Paul to the Philippians.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. A leper came to Jesus, begging him, and kneeling, he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. After sternly warning him, he sent him away at once, saying to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But he went out and began to proclaim it freely, and to spread the word, so that Jesus could no longer go into a town openly, but stayed out in the country, and people came to him from every quarter. The word of the Lord.
Good evening. I want to welcome you all. My name is Kate Moorhead. I am the dean of this cathedral, and we're so pleased and blessed to have you here with us tonight to remember an incredible saint and celebrate the beautiful Anglican tradition of evening prayer. We welcome the St. George's Society. We're so glad you're here with us. And earlier this year, I met a man who was the chaplain of St. George's School in Newport, Rhode Island for 23 years, and also the chair of the Department of Theology at that school. And when I met Father John Rogers, I thought to myself, aha, here is a perfect preacher for St. George's Day. Finally, someone who can tell us about this mysterious George. So I welcome you, Father John, tonight. Thank you for being with us. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you. Day by day, Lord, there are three things we pray: to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and to follow thee more nearly. Amen. I'd like to thank the Dean for her kind words and gracious invitation. It's a great joy for Judy and me to be with you tonight as we celebrate St. George's Day. In a small college town, a tavern frequented by college students ran the following ad in a campus newspaper just before Parents' Weekend. It read, "Dear friends and student, bring your parents for lunch on Saturday. We will pretend we don't know you." Not to be outdone, the college chaplain posted his version on a campus bulletin board. "Dear student, bring your parents to chapel on Sunday. We will pretend that we know you well." At SMU a number of years ago, Bill Cosby began his remarks at commencement with these words: "People will frighten you with such words as Godspeed, which really means you are no longer welcome here at these prices." And more recently at Brown University, he began with these words: "Commencement means go forth and not go home." Life is a series of passages and transitions, not only in higher learning and in the launching of careers, but in the raising of family, and most importantly, in our journey in faith. Golf and spring flowers, Mother's and Father's Day, baptisms and graduations, June weddings on the horizon, so many themes and so many things to celebrate. As we move through the Easter season, I was thinking of an appropriate title for my sermon this evening: Carpe Diem, Easter Joy, Clap Your Hand. I leave you with a comforter. He reached out and touched him, and peace be with you. While I'm not particularly into sermon titles, and while the preacher is not wise to let the homiletic theme show too early, I settled this evening on a simple theme: lilac time, oh so fleeting. While the azaleas and the dogwoods celebrated the coming of spring in the southeast, the first buds of the lilac branch signaled the beginning of spring in New England. Folks in Newport, Rhode Island are scurrying off to nurseries and garden centers, and yes, to drugstores for liniment and antihistamine. But the really important thing about lilacs is that they are so transitory. Like azaleas, the season is so short. The writer of Ecclesiastes reminds us, "To everything there is a season, and lilac time is oh so fleeting." Sometimes when people fail to see the lilacs before it's too late, they say things like, "Oh, the lilacs have gone by." But in fact, we know the lilacs haven't gone anywhere. It is we who have gone by. Lilac time is symbolic of so much of our lives that we simply run the risk of missing. Among the Easter season gospels, there are certain passages that resonate in my mind. And Jesus said, "I am with you only a little longer." In effect, this was Jesus' lilac time. These fleeting days between the resurrection and the ascension, present and vibrant among the disciples, those days would pass, and he would give us all a new commandment: love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. It was author James Thurber who understood well the importance of gratitude in our journey when he said, "My friends, Do not look back in anger. Do not look forward in fear, but look around always in appreciation. Today is St. George's Day. Born around 275 AD, St. George served in the Roman army, where he distinguished himself with courage and compassion. Eventually, he was martyred during the Diocletian persecution, and today he is remembered as the patron saint of England, Georgia, Portugal, and Malta. For his legacy, you and I are grateful, but so are we for all the saints for whom we give thanks on this and every Sunday, because each day is All Saints' Day. And so on St. George's Day, whom do you remember? I remember the face and voice of my mother, then my high school math teacher and baseball coach, and Charlie, my college chaplain. Who taught you to read and write? Who took you to church for the first time? And who taught you to cast a fishing line, make pancakes, or polish your shoe? We have such brief windows in our lives with those whom we love. The other day, while looking through the 1992 St. George's yearbook, in anticipation of their 20th reunion, students I have not seen for a half a lifetime, I read a number of senior pages, thoughts from seniors whom I had taught, coached, or advised. Amidst the struggles and disappointments and challenges of their young lives, there was one theme that emerged time and again, and that theme was appreciation. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I could not have done it without you. I'll always remember physics class. Thanks, Coach. It was a great year. Keep in touch. I love you. I'm going to miss our walks on the beach, our late night talks. Always friends. 1992 was a window in their lives, never to be repeated. Oh, lilac time, oh, so fleeting. As a prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book puts it so well, what has been done, and what has not been done, and so let it be. The point is that we are always never anywhere but in the present moment, the eternal now. And in the now, we hear Jesus' commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Seize the day. Now is the time to celebrate the gifts of life with those whom we love. Slow us down, Lord, the prayer goes. Ease the pounding of our hearts by the quieting of our mind. Let the beauty of this Easter and spring season be a reminder of how precious each chapter of our life really is, and how we can discover Christ by loving each other as he loved us. In his book, Final Rounds, James Dodson shares the poignant story of his relationship with his father, a relationship strengthened through the years with growing respect and admiration. When his dad taught him to play golf as a young boy, he remembers a frustrating round when he cursed and threw his golf club. His father looked at him sternly and said, "Son, enjoy the round. It's over all too soon, you know." As the years passed, James visited his father in North Carolina a couple of times each year. They always would play golf, including in their conversation, everything from politics to personal relationships and the stock market. As his dad moved into his mid-80s, James noticed a precipitous decline in his movement. Quietly, halfway through the round, his father informed James that he had a terminal illness and had 6 months to live. But not distressed, he quickly said, "There is one more thing we must do. Let's fly to Scotland and play old St. Andrew." Waiting 2 days, they were not able to secure a tea time and decided to return to the United States. But the last evening at dusk, they walked the 18th hole alone, pretending to hit a rear shot. Several months later, James, his dad, died. The following summer, Dotson and his friend went back to Scotland to play Old St. Andrew. After completing the round, they met a young Scottish lad coming off the 18th green. "How'd your round go today?" they asked. He lamented and complained and went on and on. And finally, Dotson, becoming impatient, said, "Son, enjoy the round. It's over all too soon, you know." Many years ago, Oscar Hammerstein wrote a note to Mary Martin, star of South Pacific. "Remember, Mary, a bell is not a bell until you ring it. A song is not a song until you sing it. And love is not love until you give it away." And so golf and spring flowers, Mother's and Father's Day, baptism and graduation, June weddings and reunion. So much to take in, and so much for you and me to celebrate. The psalmist understood well the relationship between the sanctity of time and the joy of living. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Enjoy the round. It's lilac time, oh so fleeting. Amen.
Thank you. us pray. Good shepherd of the sheep, by whom the lost are sought and guided into the fold, feed us and we shall be satisfied. Heal us and we shall be made whole. And lead us that we may be with you, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, you have built upon your church through the love and devotion of your saints. We give you thanks for your servant, George, whom we commemorate today. Inspire us to follow his example, that like him we may in our day rejoice in the vision of your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, who through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has given us victory, give you joy and peace in your faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you forever. Amen.